speaking of smartphones, if you live in the Kurri-Kurri, Pellamine and Stanford Merthyr area, do you realise that you are amongst the most savvy online shoppers according to PayPal? And I looked at that and I thought, that's very, very interesting. We need to talk more about that. And from PayPal, Emily Kerr-Lewis. Emily, good morning.
Morning, Todd. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I was surprised. Kurri-Kurri, Pellamine and Stanford Merthyr, that love doing it online, or shopping, that is.
Yeah, definitely. And what we're also seeing is that 55% of the PayPal transactions that take place in that Kurri-Kurri area are actually on a mobile device. So not only are people in your area shopping online, but they're also a high penetration of those people are shopping on their mobile device. It really puts them up there as the most mobile savvy amongst Australians.
I'm sure there's got to be an award given for that. We can stake it out at the entrance to the...
Maybe you need a giant mobile phone in town or something like that.
I'm sure that'd go down very, very nicely. Look, it's something that has been embraced over the last couple of years. And I suppose with PayPal, it gives people a lot of confidence to do that. And some things aren't necessarily available in your local area. We always like to support local businesses, but some things just can't be purchased in the local area. What are the trends heading up towards Christmas? As far what are the people of Stanford Merthyr buying? Come on, is it frilly undies? Is it, what is it?
Well, actually, we did some research around Christmas gifts this year, and what we found we're a bit of a nation of lazy gift givers, and there's actually a movement this year for people to give a bit more differently. So the most unwanted or uninspired gifts are socks and jocks and candles and soap. So we're seeing a movement away from those generic type gifts into more bespoke, unique, customised things. And that's the beauty of what you can do online, is you can, there's some great Australian businesses online that you can go and get something really different and unique. And that's what we're seeing people kind of moving towards. And also a bit of there's a bit of resurgence in, you know, the likes of The Block and all those TV shows is at Home and Gardens. So we're seeing an increase in kind of that category, more people buying those types of items. And then toys are always a big one in the
It's true what you say about socks and jocks, though. You know, you give someone socks and jocks and you may as well come out and go, here you go, I couldn't be buggered getting you anything.
That's exactly right. So we actually found that 80% of Aussies admitted to buying the same items each year. So this Christmas, they're really calling on people to shop a bit differently and give something a bit more memorable and something that people are really going to feel special when they receive.
Well, that's a problem, really, isn't it? If you're going to insult someone with socks and jocks, at least don't do it the next year to show that not only are you lazy and don't care, but you've got a bad memory as well.
Exactly. Doing it year and year and year. And there are, like you said, like we love to support local businesses, and people do shop in their local area, but there are times when they need something else. And the convenience is that with online shopping these days, you can do that on your mobile phone at any time, anywhere. And with increased improvement in services like your mobile service in your area and shipping to your area, it's becoming more and more easier for the local community to really embrace.
And of course, a lot of businesses locally also have an option to buy online as well. So you may not be walking through the front door, but you're still supporting a local business,
exactly,
which is fantastic.
It's really interesting you say that, because I kind of looked recently at where all these amazing small businesses are around Australia that are popping up and kind of selling online and tapping into consumers and shoppers all over the nation. And there are some great, you know, businesses in really remote communities that are tapping into online shopping and selling their products, not just in their local community, but online and kind of reaching people all around the world. So it's great for us at PayPal. We really love to support small businesses, and we love to see the growth that's coming out of some of these regional hubs from a business point of view as well, not just a consumer point of view.
Emily, let's cut to the chase. I've got a theory about online shopping. And my theory is that people use online shopping to buy things that they would feel embarrassed walking through a business to possibly purchase. And he's starting to chuckle. I know that you know what I'm thinking, and you know that I know that you know. Is that right? And let's not actually mention what these products are, but is that a case? People may want to buy something in a, how do I put this, in a sensual manner, that that they just don't want to get the glasses and the baseball cap on to go and buy. Can you see that when you're doing what you do, or are people safe?
I think people, I think there's different things. I think for me, I've got two young kids. So I don't want to actually go to the shops with my kids and them know what I'm buying because I have no hope in hell of getting it to the car and, yeah. and them not going, give it to me now, give it to me now. So I think there are like benefits to online shopping across the board for all different types of people. If you want to, you know, if you're a busy mum and you want to get all the items without the kids seeing them, or you having to smuggle them into the car, they can arrive at home while the kids are at school and you can stash it away, those types of things. So there's lots of different benefits. And like you said, you know, there might be something that you don't particularly want to go to the store and get, and you can do that from home and have it delivered to your home.
Totally so anonymously, which is good as well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I don't think we need to go any further. Look, thank you very much, Emily. That's great. And to the gang at Stanford Merthyr, Curry, Curry and Pellamain, well done. And have a wonderful Christmas. And it's been lovely chatting.
You too. Thanks so much.